Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hours. Thank you for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, we're having a great visit with a good friend of ours. Doug Weed is back. Doug is the author of Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. That's one of his historical offerings. Doug, I need your website, please.
It's DougWeed.com.
W-E-E-A-D. W-E-A-D, yeah. DougWeed.com. They can find your books there?
Yes, and they can find all the books there.
All right, so check that out, folks. So, Doug, let's talk about the impact that you see now. Give us another report on where you see, as of today, the impact that Donald Trump will have on, let's just say, the 2022 elections. What do you think?
Well, I listen, Jim, I'll go beyond that. I think he's going to run again in 24, so 22 becomes extremely important. I base that on, as you know, I encountered him Friday night at Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, he came in the room and said, "Where's my favorite historian?" I was very humbled by that.
Wow. And,
but in the conversation, he was talking about what had happened and what we'd lost, and he said, "We're going to get it all back. We're going to get it all back." Well, that sounded very much to me like he's in the mood to run again. And then just a couple of days before, I got a call. I had been in the staff with Rand Paul, had been on his political campaign.
Yeah.
And I got a call from someone inside his campaign, said, "Rand, Senator Paul just did a fundraiser with Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago, and the former president raised $500,000 for him in one night." Said that's never happened for Rand Paul. It's very clear nobody's going to be able to touch Donald Trump if he decides to run for re-election.
He's the leverage. He's got the big lever for the Republican Party, no question. I have to tell you, as someone, you know, it's okay to admire a presidency and without being enamored with the president. I mean, I think that's an important point. I mean, there are people who may not like me, but they, you know, they got to admit that, you know, I've been able to put a few things together. And so there's no question that,
well,
in my
opinion, agree with that.
Donald Trump's presidency was highly successful, especially out here on Main Street. I can tell you right now, Main Street thinks he was successful. I can assure you the Israelis think his presidency was successful. But I have to say, though, having said all that, and not being infatuated with him or enamored with him or naive about him, I wish he would just be the influencer and let's bring in a new generation of Republican leadership. I think he could have more of a legacy, a better legacy, if he could just help hand it off to the next generation. What do you think? If he asked my advice, that's what I would give him.
Yeah, you may be right. The only thing that strikes me is I was inside the Bush bubble for 40 years and the establishment Republican bubble.
Right.
And I just don't trust it. I don't trust the instincts that they have. I don't trust where they go. They're, in my opinion, too easily influenced by corporate America.
The Republican Party?
The Republican Party and anybody that they could recruit. They've got a.
Well, who do we trust there? Who do we trust? We know we can't trust the Democrats. Who do we trust?
That's why I'm saying I value Trump because, you could talk about a great Republican candidate. He's got a nephew who's broke, and you've got a big corporation that says, "We're going to hire him at $500,000 a year. And by the way, we're hiring your wife as a consultant."
Right.
It's just so corrupt, and As yes, he's a narcissist and he's outrageous, but I look at what he accomplished as president, and he's the hope I have of cleaning the thing up.
Yeah, I do believe he's the swamp's worst enemy. I do believe that, and if that's the case, then that's not a bad thing. Hey, Doug, I have to wrap it up. Great report today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Love your show. Love your work.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Doug Weed, W-E-A-D, DougWeed.com. Check out the website. Of course, his new book is called Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. Probably more relevant now than ever. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.